ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Roland Martin. Weekdays at 9 a.m., 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, Roland talks to Nikki Giovanni about poet Amiri Baraka. All right. Roland Martin from my Washington, D.C. studios. Good Friday to you.
Absolutely, folks. Hope you're doing all well. We've, of course, seen this story. Sybil has talked about it. It's on blackamericaweb.com of this toddler in Omaha, Nebraska, videotaped, and it was placed on YouTube, cussing, shooting the finger, and being called all kind of crazy, vile things. The child has been removed from the family's home after the Omaha Police Union posted this on their Facebook page. If you haven't heard it, here is an excerpt and, of course, filled with bleeps. Here we go.
You throwing a fit right now, little
Put that off.
You ain't talking that down. You too.
Same.
He's cussing out N-word. I mean, just all kinds of stuff being used. Again, the Omaha Police Union, they've come under fire for posting this video. Right now, Franklin Thompson, who's a city council member, one of two African Americans on the city council there in Omaha, joins us on the phone line. And we have two guests, but first I want to go to Franklin. Franklin, the Omaha Police Union, you go to their website. The website has been taken down. They've come under fire for this. There's been lots of discussion in Omaha about this. What do you make of their actions to post this video and to bring this level of attention to the city of Omaha?
Good morning, Roland. First of all, thank you for addressing this issue. It's needed. And to answer your question, you could make an argument for reposting the video, but you can also make an argument for standing down from taking that action. It's unfortunate. I probably would have not reposted it. But it's not all negative. There are some good things that can come from it.
Like what?
For example, for years I've said that the effects of racism and poverty have gotten into the black system here in Omaha in a way that causes us to hate ourselves as a people. It's not a new concept. Malcolm said it quite often, but for one reason or another, both political parties don't get it. So we're politicizing it rather than getting to the core issue. And the core issue is that we have a lot of people here that hate themselves, and I'm not sure that just talking about the police part of it is enough. It's a good thing that we're talking about that, but there are other issues too that are not.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why we talked yesterday. I said that there's so many different angles to this. And I want to bring in Willie Hamilton, executive director of Black Men United there in Omaha. And Willie, clearly I'm bothered by this toddler and then the language being used towards him and coming back at him. And you have the police union saying, oh, this is about thug culture. But one thing that does jump out at me, Child Protective Services removed the kid. Now, nothing illegal has been done. It's not like they were physically harming the child. And so what do you make of this, how this whole thing has played out, Willie?
I think racism is at the core of this, Roland. And before I get started, I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to come on and talk about an even wider issue when it comes to what just actually took place. Councilman Franklin Thompson and I know each other very well, and we have worked together in the past regarding issues with this particular piece. The piece with the Child Protection Services, I think, is the wrong way to go, particularly for Nebraska, because we take more kids out of their homes, number two in the country, but not the state, Franklin Thompson. So I didn't think that would be the way to go. I think this thing is far-reaching. I think it has to do with the culture of the gang and what the gang unit is trying to do and the history behind that. So I'm very upset that they took this route. I think they should have came to the community and asked for assistance to help this family, to keep them reunified, instead of putting the video on the Internet. And now we have an even wider distrust of the Omaha Police Department.
Councilman Thompson, you and I talked, and look, one of the things that jumps out is Omaha has a significant gang problem. The police say, oh, you can hear folks speaking about gangs on the video, but also you have an issue in that police department as well when it comes to lawsuits and its relationship with black folks in Omaha, Nebraska.
By no means. It's broken, and we need to get it fixed. And Willie and I have been talking about the need for police oversight. It's something that I have joined him recently in, and we're going to be working on that together as we go forth in the future.
Roland and gentlemen, I hate to stop you in this conversation, but there's a follow-up to this story. Mm-hmm. The Child Protective Services have been moving this family for 3 months from place to place.
Now,
They've been moving this family, this 19-year-old mother and the three children. They moved that family three times.
Sir, that's inaccurate. There's more to that story than meets the eye. I've been contacted by Nebraska Family Collaborative, who's basically the group that's in charge of the family right now. And once we meet, we'll get more details to what actually happened that 3 months prior to them being removed.
I'm quoting a story that I saw. I saw an interview with the 19-year-old mother, and she was saying that she deserves a second chance at getting her. And they have moved her because of gang violence. They have moved her and her family three times.
Do you know that? I'm talking about the 16-year-old.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said the 16-year-old Thomas and the 19-year-old. Who's the 16-year-old?
The 16-year-old is the one that has the young child that was removed, and there was three other children removed as well.
You had several people in this home,
and the grandmother has also been arrested for weapons charges.
Yes.
I mean, the Child Protective Services has done.
This has been going on.
It's been going on for a long time.
Sir, I was not aware of that. This all came out after these kids were removed. And before I would comment on any of that stuff, I would have to meet with, first of all, the Nebraska Family Collaborative, who I just found out has been involved with this thing for almost 4 months.
I will say this here. Councilman Thomas, I do want to ask you, you made it clear you've got to deal with, in terms of families and children and how they're being raised in poverty as well there in that city.
Yes, the young 2-year-old is not the only victim in the video. The teenagers whose voice we hear, most likely they too have been brainwashed. And so what we have is this cycle, and while we're politicizing it, we're forgetting that there's a deeper problem here in Omaha that we've got to get to, and that's what I'm more concerned with. How do we get our kids to stop hurting themselves and hating themselves?
And how quickly can you get on this?
Well, it's a problem that took 100 years to develop,
right.
but there are some things that can be done if the politics are set aside. Right now, what's being done is trying to blame the community versus blame the police, and then the kids are losing. You know, they're the ones that are losing.
Omaha Councilman Franklin Thompson, also Willie Hamilton, Black Men United in Omaha. We thanks a bunch. And again, to me, this is not one of those clear-cut stories. There's so many layers to it, Tom. But at the end of the day, it's one word to be used. Absolutely sad.